Ladies and gentlemen, we have some very special people we'd like to introduce you to.
We wouldn't be here today without these people in our lives.
Without further ado,
the men and women of our wedding party.
No need to do a double take here. Yes, she is 8 months pregnant with her first son. She's worked with special needs kids her whole life, so you know she'll be an amazing mom. Everyone should have a friend like her. My friend of 13 years, Janet Phillips. She has a great sense of fashion, and boy, can she make you laugh. When I need an honest opinion, I can always rely on my friend and sorority sister, Jennifer Sturm. The world is her gymnasium. If she's not in the gym, you may find her standing guard as the goalie on the soccer field, or in her room practicing her dance moves, or gussing herself up. My youngest sister, Tori Edwards. She's a woman of many languages, teaching and speaking Spanish and English to high schoolers. She's also learning Arabic and most recently French. If you think language is her forte, wait until you have a meal in her kitchen. Greg and my friend, Lori Asafi. When she's not busy with her two adorable puppies, she's enjoying the sights around the world. Always willing to try something at least once, this single gal is a true sweetheart. Greg and my friend, Jennifer Griffiths. You may find her with her nose in a book or across the world touring China for her second time. She is quite the artist. Give her a sketch pad, viola, violin, or piano. She will impress you all. This multi-talented preteen has her hands full. My sister, Libby Edwards. She will find a book faster than anyone you will know. She finally decided to stop spending money on her education and raise her dog Pippa. She's the token librarian of the family. Doesn't every family have one? And she loves the glamorous lifestyle of a DJ. She's my new sister-in-law, Andrea Young. She lives in the tallest town in Oregon and quite possibly the smallest. She will run you into the ground if you give her a chance. Don't get hot for this teacher. She's married with a son and has another one on the way. My matron of honor and new sister-in-law, Melissa Maxwell.
Married to that hot teacher, a skier by morning and rancher by afternoon. Don't give this guy a lariat. He'll have you strung up before you can say, "How do I make a cowboy cocktail?" My brother-in-law, Clark Maxwell. Following his dad's footsteps on the range, this little guy will steal anyone's heart. He's two, in diapers, and yes, he too is single. My nephew and ring bearer, Miles Gregory Maxwell. The guy who taught me to go all out with just about everything. The master of every cribbage tournament. When I was young, I'm pretty sure I was just another toy in his toy box. My cousin, Brian Bear. If you give this guy a 40, he'll rip his shirt off and dance for a couple hundred people. The man who studied twice as much as me in college and found a job in half the time I did. The man who loves the birdie bottle on the golf course. My friend, John Bouchard. Comes from the backwoods of boring Oregon. Whether it's water or snow, he's my skiing buddy. And if you want to know about good old Dave, just ask him. The guy who stole my name, my best friend, Greg Eisenzimmer. Can he marry you? Yes, he can. Can he divorce you? Yes, he can. Can he get married himself? Hopefully. The guy who puts the man in your man, my other best friend, yes, ladies, he's single, Peter Eidenberg.
If you're old, he can find you a home. If you're young, she will care for you with lots of love. It may have been love at first sight, but these inseparable beavers still took 5 years to tie the knot. The spontaneous guy and the girl who keeps him organized, Mr. and Mrs. Gregory Young.